one of the planets that would be inhospitable to flesh people. Maybe just, we won't need to hop in a rocket ship or any nonsense like that. You know, whatever. It's like, but would I even care? Well, I'd own it all. So it'd be, you know, be mine. I could if I wanted to, right? The ultimate is like, so we will be one with God. And this isn't going to be like, we're going to be absorbed and become like, we will still be our, you know, we will be conscious. Otherwise, it's not much of a, you know, like, we're just kind of in limbo there. No, no, no. There's a great reward. It's riches of the glory of his inheritance. It's too high. I wish I knew more about it. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? Ooh, he wants us to know. Let's have our eyes enlightened. What is the exceeding greatness of the power of God towards us who believe according to the working of his power? See, that's important because, you know, like, let's say I promise you $2,000. Now, my unfortunately, due to the poverty and smallness of my power, if I did promise you, I would expect that I would deliver on it because I want to be a man of my word, as the Lord is a man of his word. See, I have the very little power, so, you know. But still, if I told you I was going to send it, people who know me, and if I told them, no, I'm serious, I'm going to send you, they would believe me. Even thinking I didn't have enough power to do it. I don't know how you're going to do it, Paul. No, I'm sending it, actually, right now. Oh, they think, oh, you must have gotten some money in, Paul. Right? You must have gotten some money. Well, God has a storehouse of power. So that's a ridiculous thing to say. I'm just saying he's got all the power, man, he needs. He can do anything. He can put limbs back on where there were no limbs. He can put eyeballs in empty sockets, okay? He can take the dust of the ground and mold a man and then breathe life into it. He can uphold all things in the universe and beyond by the power that is his. I like this verse. Think about this verse. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. See, he worked that power when he raised. Think about it. The dead? See, death is blackness and nothingness. The dead don't go. The dead have not risen yet. They're still waiting. See, some people say the resurrection is already passed and that people are in heaven, but that's an error that is even carved in Scripture. They have erred concerning the faith, saying the resurrection is past. And they don't say the resurrection is past. What they say is like, well, Aunt Judy is up in heaven watching us now. You know, or, yeah, my wife died and she went to heaven. Bless her soul. I'm sorry. If you haven't been to heaven by the time you die, you'll never see it. Well, you'll see it, but it'll be kind of, you know, it won't be in the best circumstances. Not that I'm going to come down on all people who die. You know what? God's judgment stands. Fortunately, or unfortunately, as whatever the case may be. When he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. I believe in the resurrection of the dead. Oh, I believe in that. Go back and study 1 Thessalonians if you don't know what I mean. About the resurrection of the dead. In the heavenly places, Christ is truly. No man hath ascended into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. John chapter 3. Far above all principality. What's principality? Principality. I got a note on that I wrote down somewhere here. Principality. Principality I'm not going to say the word again. Oh, arche. Like an archangel. It means first things. All the high, you know, first rule. You know, so arche powers. Like archangels, evil angels, but arche powers, you know, principalities, first things. And power. That's dunamis. That's like, you know, there's a couple different types of power mentioned in the scripture. There's like, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. I meant might is dunamis. Power is exousios. That's like authority. And then there's, you know, power and might are two words for power or might, you know, whatever. But one is means exercised authority. Exousios, you know, exercise. It means authority. I mean, given from a greater power. And then dunamis is like just raw power. Dominion. Kuriotes. The word Lord, like when Jesus, Lord Jesus, Kurios in Greek. Kuriotes is like, you know, Lord, dominion, whatever. Every name that is named. That means over, far above every name. The names of prophets, false prophets. Good, bad, ugly. Above everything. Every name that is named. The name of any God. God exalted the name of Jesus even above the name of the Old Testament God. That's why it doesn't appear in the New Testament. That's why I don't use that name anymore in my music. Because I just assume, I like saying the Lord, it's like, but it's like I could just assume say Jesus instead of the name of God in the Old Testament. I don't want to change the word necessarily. Well, whatever. I could do that. But I considered that possibility of offenses that I would not necessarily want to create. It didn't mean that much to me. Changing it didn't mean that much to me. But also in the world, not only in this world, but now this is interesting. What I should say is, the way people take it is not only in the world to come, because most people think it's only in the world to come. Not in this world. Just like they're like, oh, I'll be godly in the world to come. But not in this world. No, I'm always going to be a sinner. Oh, there's no faith in that. No faith at all. I'm going to put all things under his feet and gave him the head over all things to the church. To be the head. Or say, and notice there's a lot of italic words here. I like to read it sometimes without the italics, so it'd be like, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him the head over all to the church.